Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, May 10th. Senate Republicans have defeated their own bill to do away with the state's health care exchange, Connect for Health Colorado, and switch over to the federal exchange. Benta Berkland has more.
At the start of the legislative session, Senate Bill 3 was one of the signature GOP bills, and it ignited a passionate debate about the merits of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. In the end, Senate President Kevin Grantham of Canyon City says the bill was premature.
We thought we could actually be able to make the case that the exchange is no longer necessary under the new circumstances in D.C., We're still waiting for the new circumstances in D.C.
While supporters say the measure would have saved money, opponents argued just the opposite, saying it could limit options for Coloradans and give the state less control over healthcare decisions. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And in more news from the last day of the legislative session, Republicans defeated an effort that would have been a first-of-its-kind requirement that oil and gas producers provide a map of all their gas lines. The Denver Post reported that Democrats in the House hoped to pass the bill before midnight Tuesday, their deadline to get it to the governor's desk before the legislative session ends today. But 28 Republicans filibustered and successfully extended the debate, saying the mapping requirement isn't needed and wouldn't improve public safety. The bill was in response to a fatal house fire on April 17th in Firestone. The explosion killed two people and was traced to gas seeping from an old severed underground pipeline called a flow line. Democrats called for a searchable statewide map of gas lines, but Republicans pointed out that oil and gas regulators have already ordered safety reviews of the state's 54,000 or so wells. They also argued that homeowners can find out about wells now using technology called the Geographic Information System, or GIS. For more on this story, Benta Berkland said that the bill failed early Tuesday morning when the debate took too long and the clock ran out.
This is a public safety issue.
Democratic Representative Mike Foote of Lafayette is one of the main sponsors of House Bill 1372.
We want to make sure that this is done as soon as possible and that the public, local governments, home builders and other interested parties know where these flow lines are.
But Republicans, including Dan Thurlow of Grand Junction, say the state's regulatory agency already has authority to do that.
Why not do it right? Risk-based inspections and procedures. I get it in Weld County and Boulder County and more populous counties. But this bill is so broadly written, it does nothing but hurt the West Slope, frankly.
Even if the measure had cleared the House, Republicans in the Senate opposed it. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
In news from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the agency is looking for help in the Gunnison Basin. Because of the difficult winter this year, antler collecting was delayed by 2 months. Public lands will be open again to shed hunters on Tuesday, May 16th. To help Colorado Parks and Wildlife better evaluate the effects of the winter on deer and elk, the agency is asking collectors to keep an eye out for carcasses of those species. Because there could be hundreds of collectors in the field, they will cover a lot of terrain, and what they see could provide useful data to parks and wildlife biologists. Because of deep snow this winter, officials used specially formulated food pellets to bait deer away from U.S. Highway 50. Baiting spread the animals out over a wide area, which is seen by parks and wildlife staff as important. Concentrating animals can set up conditions for the spread of diseases, change animal behavior, and have a variety of unintended consequences. Parks and Wildlife especially wants to know about clusters of more than 3 carcasses found in close proximity. Information on more remote areas, spots away from the bait line locations, will also be helpful. The most useful data will include GPS locations of possible species, deer or elk, the animal's sex, if apparent, relative size, age of the animal, adult or subadult, the number in an area, and whether the carcasses are close together or scattered. Antler collectors are reminded to be respectful and not disturb animals while in the field. Consider leaving your pets at home. If you do bring dogs, keep them close to you and on a leash. Also, it is recommended never to touch carcasses because of the possible presence of bacteria, fleas, and ticks. Wear clothing that keeps you fully covered and inspect yourself for fleas and ticks afterward. The information can be called into the Gunnison Wildlife Office at 970 641-7060. Reports can also be made during regular business hours at the office located at 300 West New York Avenue in Gunnison. A measure to prevent a $500 million funding cut to hospitals is making its way through the State House. Benta Berkland has more.
Senate Bill 267 would remove a fee hospitals pay from counting against the state's revenue limit under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. That would free up more money in the budget and avoid hitting the limit. Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling is one of the main sponsors.
There's some things that cause the Democrats to cringe to vote yes, and there's things in here that's going to cause Republicans to cringe to vote yes. But I think it's the right thing to do.
Many hospitals in Sonnenberg's part of the state say they would have to cut crucial services and possibly close altogether if the funding were to be cut. But the bill has strong opponents, too, like Republican Senator Tim Neville of Littleton.
I see my share of large, complicated bills at the end of session, and I can safely say the ones which actually passed often graded very poorly after the dust settled and we had a chance to see the flaws.
The measure cleared the Senate with 10 no votes. It still needs a final vote in the House, but time is running out. The legislative session wraps up on Wednesday. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
In last-minute action from the final days of the legislative session, the Denver Post reported that a ballot measure will go before voters in 2018 that, if passed, would lower the age requirement for state lawmakers to 21. In 2008, Colorado voters rejected the same measure with 54% opposed. Colorado is just one of the three states that still require state lawmakers to be at least age 25 before being eligible to serve in either chamber of legislature. Another high-profile bill sponsored by both the Republican Senate President and the Democrat Speaker of the House failed to pass. Senate Bill 45 would have reapportioned the cost of lawsuits for construction defects, but it proved too controversial for this term. Two bills are unlikely to pass on the last day. House Bill 1366 would require the state to track Colorado's progress combating climate change, but it will not clear the Republican Senate. And at the same time, Democrats are unlikely to approve a resolution urging the Attorney General to file a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency for damages caused by the Gold King mine spill. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.